Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little bit brighter. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie.
Carrie is an internationally best-selling children's book author.
Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not.
And as usual, we're joined by our dog, Sparty. Sparty's a guy.
We'll be giving dog tips and writing tips, and we always start off with a random thought of the day, which most often happens in bed. So with us and maybe you'll learn something.
Hopefully.
Maybe not.
Random thought time.
Ready?
I'm ready.
We're in the car. In the car, and it's random thought time.
We're not in bed this time.
We're in the car. There is no bed in car.
And it's daylight.
And it's daylight, and the seats are in an upright position. Dude.
What?
No.
You said it.
Creepy. No, because it's... Oh.
Yeah, see? Look at those beautiful mountains over there.
There's real mountains over there.
Real mountains?
Real mountains.
Taller than we're used to.
We're going by the Maple Woods RV Park, and we are in southern Ontario, about to enter Quebec. Is it Quebec or Quebec?
Quebec. I don't know what it is, honey. Quebec. I say it Quebec.
I don't think that's right, but I don't know how to say it right either.
Me neither.
Anyways, we're coming back from Rotary International District Conference. It was district somebody, somebody.
7040
with a very cool incoming Chris.
President?
Yeah.
District governor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
who
there.
Was that?
Martha.
Martha?
Martha Weaver. And I just gave a talk. And
you did a wonderful job, baby.
And Sean said that before. But he's very nice. And I made people laugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you amazed people.
How did I amaze anyone?
Because they thought you were super high energy.
I am.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And apparently you can be super high energy and not realize it. And I guess I am that kind of person, except when I'm really laid back.
Well, you tell me all the time that I'm overwhelming you and I'm just being in a good mood. Right?
You make me sound so mean.
No.
You make me sound
so mean. No, that's not a mean. No, stop. This is not about you.
It's
about what you said a second ago about sometimes people don't realize what they are or what they're being like.
Yeah. That's our MapQuest lady talking. If you heard that.
You up.
So in 1 mile, we're going to stay straight.
Woohoo!
Anyways, in our random thought today, I think I was thinking a lot about messing up and what to do and whether anyone would know if I messed up. And then I was like, oh, no, you just claim you're messing up. So, like,
you just claim it.
C-L-A-I-M. Because, like, I was wearing a lapel mic and I got too close to a speaker, and because I don't stand behind the podium because I don't know how to do that. Oh, there's the popo.
OPP.
It's OPP.
Yeah. That's literally what it said. You know what I'm saying? I bet that stands for Ontario Provincial Police.
I bet it does.
Or he's got a car full of weed in there and it's other people's pot.
I think I was telling a story.
You were. You were talking about owning up to your mistakes.
Oh, okay. So, I got too close to the speaker on the left-hand side, and it made this massive feedback noise of death, and I jumped sideways to the right in a nice cheerleading gymnastics tuck jump, honestly, and everybody was like, whoa! And it was fun. But that's a mistake. So, like, you just, and then I was like, oh, guys, I'm so sorry. But, whoa, did you see me jump? Wow, my knees are handling it. And, like, so.
I'm sorry your ears are bleeding, but did you see that jump? Holy crap.
And everyone laughed.
Because they didn't know what you were saying.
They
were trying to be polite.
No.
They were dying.
that.
Why do you take my little victories and make them into defeats, Sean Kelly?
They're funny. They're not defeats. You won. Oh, you're not deaf.
Oh, my gosh.
And you apologized.
I owned my mistake.
Yes, that's what I mean. You owned your mistake.
I owned it. But I didn't know that would happen.
Of course not. No. When's the last time you wore a lapel mic?
I don't remember, but they're fun.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Because you don't have to worry about your hand shaking. I don't use notes very often, yeah. So, like, I can move all around and, like,
yeah,
fist bump people. I got the fist bump rotarians.
You're like a regular Tony Robbins.
That's me.
Just not quite so tall. No, it's not me.
I don't like him.
He's a dynamic speaker. He might be a butthead sometimes.
Cooper?
But he's still a dynamic speaker.
Maybe I'd like him.
I just had a brilliant thought, though.
What?
We should get some two-way radio microphone thingies that we can wear in the house with, like, lapel mics.
No.
Earphones. No. Hey, baby, I'm going to the bathroom.
No.
And you're like, Roger that.
That's what cell phones are for.
But yeah, but then you gotta send the text.
You can voice memo them.
Voice memo? Oh, yeah. Well, you still gotta hold it in your hand. What if you're like on the toilet
and you're
reading your news feed? You don't want to have to leave the news feed. You can just be like, yeah, I'm out of toilet paper here. This is code red. Code red.
See, that's why old-fashioned newspapers are better than cell phones.
That's
you can't,
toilet paper replacement?
Yeah, because you can't use a cell phone to wipe your butt. But you can use a newspaper to wipe your butt.
Yeah, you've obviously never used a newspaper to wipe your butt.
No, I haven't.
You know in school, when you're in grade school, and you take a sheet of notebook paper and you ball it up?
Yeah.
And you ball it up, and you ball it up until you, because you're trying to make it as soft as you can?
Yeah.
You'd be in that bathroom for hours trying to wipe your butt with newspaper.
What if you get, like, a paper cut on your butt?
Well, you'd be on your hands because you'd be trying to ball it up and make it soft.
And this is why we call it...
Random Thought Time?
Woo!
Writing tip of the pod.
So I've been thinking a lot about success lately, and if you check out my blog, you'll see that I've had a heck of a lot of time the last 2 weeks trying to define success and come to terms with what it means and all of that. But here's the thing. Nobody wants to fail. You can talk about loving the process, and you can love the process, and I do, and that's important. But striving for success is also important. For authors, getting a mindset for success can be pretty much impossible. We dwell on our mistakes a lot.
Which you shouldn't do. So here's three hot tips for success after screwing up. Look for some inspiration. Spend 10 minutes with things that inspire you. For some people, that's music, poetry, dogs, being outside, or maybe listening to an awesome podcast, such as this one.
Where you love us even though we screw up our words and forget to press record all the time. Number two would be don't be rigid. Understand that no matter how well you plan, life is chaos. If your plan has a glitch or a swerve, don't let that freak you out so much that you stop. Be flexible, like you do yoga all the time or something.
And number three, probably most importantly, when you mess up, learn from it. Dwelling on mistakes and failures keeps you in those places mentally. Stepping back and wondering, what can I learn from this so next time I can rock it?
Rock it!
That's what makes successful mindset.
Dog tip for life.
So, Sparty told us, because Sparty the dog is wise in all things, that what he does is write down what he learns when he makes mistakes. Especially when it's involving people. So when you meet people who suck, thank them in your head for teaching you, whatever they taught you. Write down how you're a better dog or a person because you learned something from them.
Yeah, that something might be to stay away from men who smell like asparagus and like to kick, but it's still a life lesson, and no matter how schmucky that person was, you've learned from them, and you learn that lesson.
Does Sparty know how to write?
Yeah, man. He types all the time on my computer. Have you not seen that?
That I believe.
Yeah, man.
I've just never seen him write.
It's covert.
But I believe he can. And is he the one that knows the man that smells like asparagus? Is that you?
I'm not telling him, man.
Okay. That's it. I'm sorry. I just thought I knew all about both of you guys. And I never heard about that man.
Well, asparagus smells like pee. And there was a certain banker in town who smells like pee.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Sorry. Anyway.
And now you all know there's a certain banker in town who smells like pee.
And your lessons don't have to be that friggin' rough to learn from them. Man. Jeez. I don't even know what to say. I do so, actually. Trying to learn from all the lessons, no matter good or bad, no matter how minuscule or how huge, because there's always something to be learned from every experience in life, even if it's not a screw-up.
That's wise, Farrar.
Well, you know.
So for the tips that go with this podcast, the actual written down intellectual tips, go to carriejonesbooks.blog and you'll find those there under the Dogs Are Smarter Than People podcast page.
What if I accidentally put in carriejonesbooks.com?
Then you kind of have to go to the tab on the left-hand side where it says Dogs Are Smarter Than People, too. It's all connected, man. So I'm going to be at Sherman's Bookstore in Bar Harbor, Maine on Saturday, April 28th from 1 to 2. Signing copies of The Spy Who Played Baseball, which is a nonfiction picture book about Mo Berg, who was a professional ball player who became a spy.
Carrie will also be at Book Expo America in New York City on June 1st from 11:30 to 12 at the Learner booth, signing copies of the same book, The Spy Who Played Baseball. A week before that, she will be in New York City presenting to the Jewish Book Council. She would love it if you came out and hung out with her.
And I'm also going to be on WERU Radio sometime soon. I'll update that when I know that. It's in May. Talking about books. Right. And we also have a really cool tongue-in-cheek like subgroup of postings on a blog about cooking vegetarian recipes as a writer. It's silly, but
they're good. And this is not really a vegetarian household.
Well, I was.
I am kind enough to partake in this experiment. And it's been really successful taste-wise. I mean, Carrie does her own magic with each dish. But she tells you all about it in the blog, so.
And we make it
they're
funny.
Really good.
Really funny.
You make it funny, babe. All I do is eat.
You're so good at that.
Uh-huh. Fun and tasty.
Anyways, for more information about the podcast or the books, check out carriejonesbooks.blog or Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the website. And you can find out all sorts of cool stuff there. But if you like us or you just feel badly for us, please subscribe and rate us high and share so other people can rejoice in the dorkiness that is us.
Us?
Us.
Party on, Garth.
Oh my gosh. I can't do that. Wait.
Why not?
Because I don't remember.
Wow. Party on, Wayne!
Party on!